Conversation 2.
You're heading for a completely different world now that you're about to graduate from high school.
I know it's the end of high school, but many of my classmates are going on to the same university, and we are still required to study hard. So what's the difference?
Many aspects are different here at university. The most important one is that you have to take more individual responsibility for your actions. It's up to your own self-discipline how much effort you put into study. Living in college dormitories, there are no parents to tell you to study harder or stop wasting time. Lecturers have hundreds of students, and they're not going to follow you up or question you if you miss their lectures.
Nobody cares, you mean?
It's not that nobody's concerned about you. It's just that suddenly, at university, you are expected to behave like an adult. That means concentrating on the direction of your life in general, and your own academic performance specifically.
For example?
Well, like you need to manage your daily, weekly, and monthly schedules so that you'll study regularly. Be sure to attend all classes and leave enough time to finish assignments and prepare well for examinations.
Okay, and what else is different?
Well, in college, there are lots of distractions, and you need to control yourself. You will make interesting friends, but you need only keep the friends who respect your student commitments. Also, there are a lot of wonderful clubs, but you shouldn't allocate too much time to club activities, unless they're directly related to your study. It's also your choice if you want to go out at night, but you would be foolish to let that affect your class performance during the day.
Well, I'm determined to do well at university, and I guess I'm going to have to grow up fast.
Questions 5 to 8 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 5. What does the man say about college students as compared with high schoolers? Question 6. What are college students expected to do according to the man? Question 7. What kind of friends does the man suggest the woman make as a college student? Question 8. What kind of club activities should college students engage in, according to the man?